A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Look at the fig tree, and indeed every tree. As soon as you see them bud, you can see for yourselves that summer is now near. So with you, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. In truth, I tell you, before this generation has passed away, all will have taken place. Sky and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. The last few weeks have been very fearful. A world scared of terrorism. Who will be next? Even the State Department is saying, don't travel unnecessarily. And it's Thanksgiving. I am scared myself. Traveling is a necessary part of my life. So I watch the news. The same news repeated over and over. And I am reminded of Roosevelt, who said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. I say this today because it parallels Jesus and his disciples. Jesus is hunted. The crowds on his side, the religious authorities determined to get rid of him. The disciples are scared because if Jesus goes, they will get rid of them as well. This is the time immediately before his passion and death. Jesus is encouraging them, as he is us. He doesn't talk about winter and trees dying. He talks about spring and new life. We have to be optimistic. Evil is real. Evil people are real. But the words and teaching of Jesus are for all seasons. And Jesus says, don't give in to hate. Don't become like the terrorists. I am frightened for the refugees, families now with no homes, little clothing or food, at the mercy of us. They are running away from terrorists. We have to give them our love. We have to give them a springtime. This is the message of Jesus. We can be scared because there may be a terrorist among them. But Jesus doesn't ask us to be concerned for ourselves. His words, his teaching, will not pass away, neither will his disciples. Pope Francis knows the answer. He is choosing to go to Africa, one of the most dangerous parts of the world, and he's going with a message of hope for the persecuted and the scared. Let's listen to him and to Jesus. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.